want to touch the belt with the sugya in the Vamis. Every sack of mice did not get the sugya of Vishis Gadar too. So, Machim Yidicha of Vishis Gadar. And Aaron touched on it a little bit, but there's a lot more to talk about in the sugya. So, just start with the basic Gemara. The Gemara says that Mishlokish asked Rabbi Yochanan from the Din of Megillah Nikreis, why isn't this the Din of Megillah Nikreis a halacha of Loisis Gadar too? Agudos. And the more that Rabbi Yochanan said back, why are you asking this question now? You know, didn't you learn the Mishnah of Malkum Shinog Lasois? Malkum Shinog Lasois, the different Minhagi Malkum. So, why don't you ask me to cash over there? She says, Aminulcha Noi, Surab. I'm talking about an Isser, and you're asking me kasher for minig. So you ask me kasher for minig. That's a funny type of question they ask me. Which I, Rish Lakish, said that the Isser of Lusis Gadadu applies by Isser and not by minig. Now, Rabbi Yochanan's kavana is not clear what Rabbi Yochanan's kavana is. So what does Rabbi Yochanan want? Therefore, what? What's his point? So Rabbi Yochanan says back, okay, there's also a case of Isser. Meshami holds that it's also Be'etzim. Mishil says it's Mutter. She says, no, that's the Raya says, the Raya says that that's not Nikr. So Nikr is not a problem of Lois is Gadadu. So we have so far, the Mora says that Rish Lakish has said that by Minig there's nothing of Lois is Gadadu, and by something which is not Nikr, there's no Allah of Lois is Gadadu. Then the Mora says Kasher from the Meshami, Machoy Meshami is Hilo, Begabi, the Tzaris Erva, which is why it's here in Yavamis, of course. And the Mora says back, Loi also could give Raya. So, and that's a good kasha, but the Maisel also give the frame, so that's not shavir. Moore says, well, that's not so poshut. Rabbi Yochanan holds also, and that's Mechaz Rabban Shmuel, whether they're also kidivrayim or loy also kidivrayim. So, then the Moore goes back and says, the Mandamra holds also, look what happened to loy sis gadad. And then we have Abaye v'Rava. Abaye says two batei dinim in two different cities, which, and Rava says even two batei dinim in the same city, as long as it's two batei dinim, it's okay. And then the Mora has a toshma, which is difficult. What is the toshma going back on? And that's also needs to be explained. But what's the question, which is really strong in the sugya, is what you need to admire in the sugya, is what is Rabbi Yochanan's point? Rish Lakish asks a kasha from what he's got to do. Rabbi Yochanan, instead of answering, he says, well, what about this? I said, that's not a kasha. What about this? That's not a kasha. And it's okay. That's not a kasha. Like, you know, but what did Rabbi Yochanan want? So there's two ways to learn up in Rabbi Yochanan. One way to learn up in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan really was being semach on a baivar at the end. His point is, why are you asking a kasha over here? From Megillah, the kasha is a much more all-pervasive kasha, and the Terence says there must be a much more all-pervasive answer than you're giving me a little answer here, a little answer there. Well, that's minig, and that's not nikr. That's not the answer. There's much more of an all-pervasive type of an answer, and the most all-pervasive type of answer is Rava or Abaya. So Rava and Abaya really come to Maaz, Rashitas of Yerchanan. Not, you know, they're coming. They believe the Emes. The Mor is coming to Maaz. Rashita of Yerachon. The Mor goes back. Okay, and Yerachon, what did you mean to say? Oh, I meant to say, "Vastates Merkup." It's two different Makaymas. It's two different Batei Dinim. That's what Yerachon meant to say, right? That's the way. The one way to learn up that Rav and Abaye are coming to be Maaz in Shitas of Yerachon. Yerachon held the minig is taka. Probably she's going to do. And Yerachon held, let's say for argument's sake, even in the case of it's not Nikr, maybe it's also probably Sis Gadad. The Terusim of Reish Lakish are not valid according to Yerachon. That wasn't his point, right? And he held that these kashas, his kashas were valid kashas. But his point was that this is what's all pervasive, and there's going to be an answer out there. The answer is going to be Rav and Abaye. That's one way to learn up in Machloikus, in Yerachon. So when you come to leave it to Emes, the Mor is Maskana, the Mor is saying that there is a din of Lois is Gadadu by Minhaga, or could be very true. The way you answer the kasha from Minig, Makam Shinogu, was not Minig is different. They don't need to say that. There is a din of Lois is Gadadu by Minig, and that's very true. But the answer is two Makaymas. The answer is one Makam with two, but they didn't. Yeah.
How can we so up on the answer of Bayan Rabbi really? Bayan Rabbi really came after Rabbi Yochanan.
you know, the point of the Gemara is saying Rabbi Yochanan held that the kasha is not a kasha. So Rish Lakish asked the kasha. Instead of Rabbi Yochanan answering this kasha directly, what are you talking about? Two different mekaymes, which is what Rabbi Yochanan should have said. Rabbi Yochanan says, why are you asking this kasha now? He said, you know, Rish Lakish, you missed the boat in the whole kasha. The kasha is a much more basic kasha. And the answer being, well, the Gemara is finally get to what the answer is. So Rabbi and Abaye arguing what Rabbi Yochanan held, what the answer was. Be Mazur Rabbi Yochanan.
So when Rashi of this is tshuva, it just means
what? Rashi says tshuva. I'm sorry, which Rashi? Which Rashi are we talking about? Tshuva doesn't mean it's a kasha. Yeah. Yeah, it means you should have asked this kasha. You should have responded with it. It should have been a response. So, response, when I say a statement, the response is a kasha. When I say a kasha, the response is a teretz.
So, what's Rashi B'maisif?
I mean, more than. And Rabbi Yochanan said, you could have asked this kasha over there. And I would have told you the answer over there of Shnei Mekaymes. Or Shnei Batei Dinim. That's what I would have told you. But, you know, like, all of a sudden, not because you're asking the kasha now by Mikra Megillah. That's the Rechon's kasha. Okay. That's one way to learn Rabbi Rechon. The other way to learn Rabbi Rechon, the Rash brings an interesting lashon that. He doesn't understand. The Madama says that Asuv also is Rabbi Yochanan versus the Rashba. And Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold this whole drasha. He's got to do the whole thing is this kind of drasha. He says it's come with Chibur al Hameis and there's no such drasha. He's got to do the Yasa Agudas. Agudas, the whole thing doesn't exist. So what's the more saying? The Madama holds also, what are you going to do with Lois? He's got to do. That's the Rashba's cash. Whoa. It means the Rashba is saying that he learned up Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan was denying the whole kasha. Not trying to have a teretz to your kasha. The different mekaymes and different but they did him right. Then he's been semech on Abaye v'Rava. These ideas that Abaye v'Rava says Rabbi Yochanan is denying the whole kasha. What's the different cup? You ask him such a kasha. This kasha is a kasha of Rashi. There is no such Rasha. Right. That's how the Rashi learns. Means that Abaye v'Rava are coming to be masmer liva. So he says, the Mor is saying in a chanami. I mean, first, it's also Rav Shmuel, not just Rabbi Yochanan. So he was saying, according to my number, how would he, if he would hold the good, how would he answer the Chilukim Kaimus? But Iker Teretz really is a Rish Lakish. It's not Rabbi Yochanan. You don't need to answer Rabbi Yochanan because Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of it. But Rish Lakish holds of what he's got to do. Let's also Aguda Aguda is, so how would he understand the Sheet of us if he would hold of such a Sheet? Right? So the Nazar in Rish Lakish. Means the Libra Dam is Minig is Taka, Minig is not a problem that he's going to do. And when it's not Nikir, it's not a problem that he's going to do. Like Resh Lakish said, Libra Dam is that's going to be a Bible Rubber saying, but after a case where it's Isura, A, and it's Nikir, B. So what are you going to do? Shtei Batei Dinim. Two cities. One city is fine. So two ways to learn up in what Abaye v'Rava doing. I mean, obviously, we're going to be machriya like Abaye v'Rava. I mean, they're being mas, you know, Abaye v'Rava the bas, are the bas or the gabi Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So, if Abaye v'Rava coming to say we're holding with like Rish Lakish or being mas, we're calling the Rish Lakish how to deal with the problem, they're being machriya like Rish Lakish over here, not like Rabbi Yochanan. So it means to leave it to emes minig is there's nothing. Lo she's going to do by minhag. Okay. The Lashon of the Rambam, which Rav Aaron mentioned on Friday, Rav Aaron mentioned the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, see, he brings the halacha of Gedida al Hameis, and he brings the halacha of Gedida for Avodah Zarah. It's two Isurim over there. Gedida al Hameis is one Isur, there's an Isur of Gedida for Avodah Zarah. Then he says, Abachal Zorah Zu is that which Chazal said that you can't have a two but they did him in one city, one being Noig Minig this way, one being Noig Minig that way. So look at the problem with the Rambam is why the Rambam passing like Abaye. The Rambam holds that two but the dinim in one city is a problem. What he's going to do, but the Rambam, the lashon of the Rambam is noigin minig. Right? So the simple reading of the Rambam is saying that the loch of what he's going to do applies even by a minute. That's the simple reading of the Rambam. So Rabbi mentioned that the simple reading of the Rambam is that the loch of what he's going to do applies even by minhagim. She can't have two batei dinim in one city. One bezin being noyig minig zeh, one bezin being noyig minig zeh. You could be mazal lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam's point over here is lashon of being noyig minig zeh means, in other words, the iser doesn't start b'shas. They're talking over here. Doesn't start b'shas. They actually pass in the shaila. It starts when they actually do it. That was what Baron suggested on Friday, that you could say that they be mazmer in the Rambam. But that itself is an important nakuda, that the zman ha'isser is when you actually start doing it. And you have to be mazmer. What does that mean if you learn like that, which I will talk about maybe tomorrow, I don't get to it today. So if you learn that the isser is when they start doing it, who's the isser on? Is isser on the Bezdin? Or isser on the people? There isn't that's in the Kudah and the Sugya, which needs to be you need to be Masber. The more it says, Rish Lakish seems to say at the end of the Sugya, the problem is one Bez and Plag Murin Kedivre Beishama, you Plag Murin Kedivre Beishila. So you're talking about Hairoa. The problem is Hairoa. So you're talking about a din of Hairoa, so is that an Isser on Bezdin? Bezdin, Dine Hairoa or Dine on Bezdin? Or it means the Isser is the result that therefore, since you're Mara, therefore people will be doing it. The problem is in the people doing differently. So where's the nakuda of the problem?
We also want to know, what was the practical application? Like, how was it that Bezdin passed in one particular way, and then some people don't like this, some people don't like this? Why are people not following Bezdin? Some not listening?
No, he said the Rama said the case was, the Rama said the Isser is according like a Baya. The two batei dinim in one city, one is being noyig minig zeh, and one being noyig minig zeh. So, from the Rav, you'd have the same thing also. It's one bezdin, where plaga being murig like this, and plaga being murig like this, which we translate murig means being noyig like this, one being noyig like this.
Right, but in one bezdin, like how did that happen?
I'm not sure what's bothering you.
You have one bezdin.
How do you do that, Lamais? How do they walk out of bezdin and do two different things?
Yeah, why? Like,
why? Okay, that's a fair question, which I would like to get to also. Yeah, so those. Fair question.
Does Bezdin always have to pass? There are cases where Bezdin can back out and say, "Well, that's right."
Okay, that's a fair point. I hope to get to it. Okay, so you're saying, but the lashon of the Rambam, as it reads, the Rambam seems to say that it's a lacha by menhagim. Since it's a lacha by menhagim, that by menhagim there is, if you read the Rambam Kipshuta, the Rambam is saying that there's a din of, if you're being noyig this, the Rambam doesn't mention anything about hara. Rambam doesn't mention anything. Rambam seems to say you have one bezdin being noyig, one being noyig. You have a problem. You have a problem.
The question about Yeshita is that how do you ever have a bezdin that functions plug this, plug that? The reason that bezdin is not shuckle is that we have an opinion that comes out of it. Even if I say some like this, well, it's got to be a vote. It's a majority.
Right. It's a fair question. I want to get to that. I do want to try and get to that either today or tomorrow.
Rabbi Lebyansky last week, it would never be an issue enough for Abaye if it was his go-to, because then theoretically the Bezdin never paskin, and if he held his only with the Pesach Bezdin that he would have.
So what
he was starting to split, if I got it right last week, was that if the Bezdin paskins, then you can have less his go-to. Individuals are just being following, then that wouldn't rise to that issue. So Abaye almost makes less his go-to do it, but it would never happen.
Okay, so. What you're referencing, just just Zarach HaShulchan, which touches on that idea. He says he wants to be mechadish. I mean, that look, he's got to do specifically where the Rambam was learning is only by Menhagim and not by Yisurim, because by Yisurim there's always a concept of Bezdin Paskin, and what Bezdin Paskin is the Akram Lahatos, so the conversation ends. So the Rambam specifically is referring to Menhagim. Not, I have difficulty with that, and I have a lot of difficulty with that, and I want to say why I have difficulty with that, but not right now, not yet. Okay, so the Rambam seems to say applies to Menhagim. So again, where we're learning, so they might be totally in the two ways of learning. The Gemara is Abaye Rava come to Masbin of Yechonon. Rav Yechonon doesn't hold of Rish Lakish as Teretz, and as far as he's concerned, it applies to Menhagim also. Or does the Maskana Gemara is going in Abaye Rava, and therefore in Abaye Rava, in Rish Lakish, Abaye Rava going in Rish Lakish, and the chiluk of Minig versus Isser still stands. So that's okay, the Ramah in Tav Sadi Gimel. Talks about the different menhagim in regards to Sfiras HaOmer, when people are knowing the Isser of Tasperis, the Chasnas, etc. So Rama says, but it's improper to have, you can't have in one city some of the people being knowing like this, some of them knowing like that, because of what she's going to do. So the Rama, that's clearly talking about Menhagim, it's talking about it did a minute, and the Rama says that there's a problem with what she's going to do. So the Morgan Rama over there says, look, he's connected to Farish Gemara in Yevamis and Daf Yedim Lama Beis, and the Morgan says that there's no din of what she's going to do by Menhagim. So that's the Morgan Rama's problem in the Rama. So the Morgan Rama is very nice. He says, well, since, you know, I haven't seen that really that the people, they bring this down, this whole sugya halacha lemaisa, it deserves to be brought down and discussed. So, he quotes the whole sugya. This is the Magen Avraham Tav Tzadik Gimel. So he decides he's going to go through the whole sugya for you because nobody else seems to be mavarit so much. So he wants to talk about it, which is that itself is an interesting point. Okay. So he brings the Gemara and he says, L'chara l'madnum, he said, the davar she'ena l'minig l'armina be'lo, she's got to do. M'davar she'u asr, now, so he says, so l'chara, what's shat in the Rama? So he says, I want to see shat in the Rama like this, that there's a step in the Gemara which is important. M'chav sin be'sham be'shilo l'gabi the din of the iser of Laila. The iser of Laila. The Gemara says that hosam la v'isurhu be'sham be'osim be'shilo matirim.
Laila.
Nighttime. Beshamay holds that the Easter starts the night of the din of Shalalasis Malacha starts the night of the 14th. Mesil says, no, it starts in the morning. In Netzachama. Right? It starts in the morning. So, like Rashi points out, that there's some people being noig like Beshamay, some people being noig like they don't do Malacha the night, they do Malacha by nighttime. So, now what is that? This Peshame Oisrim, the Mora says, you tell me it's only a minig, what do you mean? It's not just a minig, it's an Isser. What Isser is that? When Chazam it's a Kana? Or the Peshad is, there was a minig, and the minig was whatever it was, and now Chazal came along and put the imprimatur on this minig and said, okay, we're going to be saying that this is a minig Lamaisa, and you're Mechuyev to keep it. I.e., it became an Isser because of the minig. So the Magen Aram suggests that the Ramah learned that that's what the Mora is saying. That it's not just that Chazal made their own Takana freestanding Takana. It started out as a minig. And Chazal came along and put you know, their imprimatur and said, from now on, you're mechuyev to keep this. This becomes a Isser Machmas Minig. Isser Machmas Minig, the din of Lo Shizkadu applies. Because once it becomes something that you're mechuyev to do, it's not just Minig, whatever. Yeah, whatever, you know, Daven Ashen, Daven Svard, you know, okay. Right? But something which you're mechuyev to do and you cannot change, and it's also to change. Once that becomes true, the Isser Lo Shizkadu would apply to it. So he suggests that he would understand in the Ramah that the two menhagim when it comes to the din of Svira have become, reached a point where it's an Isser Machmas Minig. I mean, once it became established that this is the Minig, you're not allowed to change it anymore, so you're going to have a problem with this is going to do. So then the Morgan Ramah is trying a fascinating thing. So going back to our discussion, which we had before, so the first generation, you know, they have a right. They have a heter of a Torah Sedorim. They can go to the Rav and be matar. The second generation doesn't have a heter of a Torah Sedorim, let's say. So that's it for them. It's an Isser. So that which you say meaning is it doesn't apply to the Sizgara. It's only the first generation. Second generation, the Machuiv Adul, Altiz Asar Semech, the Chiv Gomer. It's a Chiv Gomer, it's an Isser, Machus Minig, and that's it. You got to, it's Lois is Gara. That's how Magar Ram understands the Ramah. Bichirish.
Why would Lois is Gara do it? Night Malach is not Nikra. So therefore, you don't have that problem. And some people doing it, some people don't. Well, how is that a problem?
That's the worst territory.
Like, no, but over here, by Laila.
No, over here, talking so about.
The Tosha says that Malach is Nikkur when someone's doing it, but here it's by Laila, it's not Nikkur.
That's the worst territory.
Right. So how is
Lois's good? No, but you see, the more it's cash, the more hell that's a valid problem Lois is going to do. And the more answer, because not Nikkur. Okay. Right? So Mela, the gabi haircuts. Let's say, so then he asks the car, it's not Nikkur, maybe I didn't, not the mood of a haircut, like, you know, why is it Nikkur, you know, that whether I take a haircut or not, maybe it's not Nikkur. So that's Mugram's Kasher Vaitu. So.
Is that not Lachal Lamaisa, though? It would seem from all the from the Shulchan Aruch that, and Tav Samach Ches also, that anytime you're doing something, Bitsina, Shalei b'fnei. I mean, you do even b'yishim, but you're doing shalei b'tzina. You're doing b'tzina. It sounds like it's always that. Is that always mutter then? If it's something that's not going to be,
Yeah, so we're asking a new question. Forget about Makam Shinogu and the Kiev of Minigam Makam and the Kiev of Alam. There's an Israel Lysis Gadud.
Is that a
shadow
of two separate things?
One is one thing I promised you way back at the beginning is how do the two concepts or the three concepts interface?
Right.
And the question is, like we're saying, is let's go to halach on the bezdin or let's go to halach on each individual?
Right.
So that's minhagim are clearly halach on the individual, not halach on the bezdin. Right. So if let's go to halach on bezdin, so then it's on the kash. So that's.
Can't you play with saying min hamaka and the maka is based on, therefore make a connection?
Right, but the question is, I moved into town and I want to do differently. So I can be, I'm also doing differently because of what she's got to do. Right. Well, if it applies to Minhagim, if Lashigur doesn't apply to Minhagim, it's good. So the conversation is very clear. Minhagim is Minhagim. Lashigur is by him, is by Yisurim. This is by Minhagim, and then, you know, that's very easy. Never the twain shall meet, and we're very happy. But once you tell me the Ramah is correct, and the Ramah means that there's a din of Minhagim, there's an Isser of Lashigur on Minhagim, so there's a din of Minhagim, there's a din of Shinim and Namach like you, so the din of Lashigur, make up your mind. What is it? So that still needs to be explained. The Magen Avraham says, I've arrived from Tosfos and Pesachim and Daf Yud Aleph, that you see that even by halacha of Minig, there is a din of Lashis Gadol. Because Tosfos and Yud Aleph says that in Yerushalayim, they feared on the halacha of, that they should will not do halacha Erev Pesach, because since there's people coming from all over Eretz Yisrael, and some people came from places where the Mokum was to do work. Some people came from places where the Minig was not to do work. So you can't, so therefore they fear dying in Yerushalayim, they don't do work on Erev Pesach in the morning. So the Mokum says, so you can't say it's the Minig Mokum, because no Minig Mokum. The point we're saying, the Minig Mokum in Yerushalayim was maybe the end of the work. Like, there was no established Minig in Yerushalayim, as the Tosfos said. Tosfos doesn't say, the reason why they made a Minig in Yerushalayim not to do work was because they had people coming from all over the place. So what is that Isser? It's not the Isser Minig HaMakom. Right? Ayishan Minig HaMakom doesn't exist because there's no Minig over here. It must be the Isser Lois Yisgaruzu. But the Maisri, now you're having the people from Galil doing this, people from Yehuda doing this, people from Tel Aviv doing this, people from Haifa doing that, and they're all sitting in Yerushalayim together. Lois Yisgaruzu. Oh, so Mela, that's a problem. So that's how he understands Tosfos. Now, that's a major mouthful, which means, Lois Yisgadlu means, the way the Magen Avraham is understanding, even though I come from Mokum X, and Mokum X, that's the establishment, and that's okay, so I have a Bezdin Be'iri doing X, and that's okay. Or the equivalent, the Minig is equivalent of a Bezdin. Mokum A does Malach on Erev Pesach. Mokum B doesn't do Malach, that's fine. Now, we both come together to Mokum C, Lois Yisgadlu. That's how the Magen Avraham is understanding the Tosfos is saying. So it means any place where there's a B, A, if we're accepting that it applies to Minhagim, and B, we accept that it applies when you come to Mokum C, so now we're really in a fascinating issue. So it comes out that, you know, Bezman Azeh, you have people came from Ungvar and they had a Minigazeh, and people came from, you know, they came from Lodz and they had a Minigazeh, and they both end up in the same city. So the Lodge would say, what's with the Vermont Lebanon? I do what they did over back in Ungvar. It's okay. No, it's not okay. It's Minhagim. They both came to the city. They come together in the third city. There's a problem with Lashigadu, according to the Magen Avraham.
Maybe we were trying somehow that it was Nikva to come together. Now, what would be its time of place where people came together? Two people from two different cities moved into a new city. Is it Mukha from Tysus that they would go and say, well, let's go to do, or Yerushalayim, that the nature of Yerushalayim is that we should come from all over? Maybe it's
different. Okay, it's a possibility. Then he says the last point he wants to bring. He wants to bring a raya from the Ramazim. Ramazim is the Piskei Harosh. The Piskei Harosh is written by the Tur, so it's a double, you know, it's not, wasn't written by, you know, it was written by the Tur. So the Kitzur Piskei Harosh in Yevama says, "V'davra toli b'minigam makarmis shemalkum zed nogokach, malkum zed nogokach. Filin es kavz b'nei beis makarmis malkum echad." So kolecha k'minig makarmis less than bo. So comes the Mokum, so he says, "No, that's not true." But i.e., you know, if I'm here in this place and then we're both from this place, and you want to have some people doing like this, some people doing like that, even though it's talking about Minhagim, so the hate, that's a problem. Lois Yisgadlu. But if you come from Makom A, you come from Makom B, and you come together to Makom C, and over there they had a minhag like this, and then a minhag like that, and they come to Makom C, that's okay. That's how the Kitzur Piskei Rosh passes. So it means Shteitoch A, that there is a din, what the Magen Rambam wants from him is the Shteitoch in him, that there is a din of, which is going to do by Minhagim. So my Magen of Ram is standing on the shoulders of a tour. And B, that which I said, you, that taught you my right from Tosis, the Kurdish fell, but enough of a beer. Right, but it's not problem, it's going to do if you come from two different places. Right, that's not a problem. And therefore, you know, back to my shtiblach over here, the Ungvar shtibl and the larger shtibl next to each other, because they hate. Because they came from the larger and they came from the Ungvar. Over there, the two is A, even though it's Menhagim, and it applies to Menhagim. If they're both in the same place, but since they came from different cities, that's not a problem of Lois is going to do. Okay. What if they daven in the same shul?
Well, that's not going to be good.
What? Diving the same shul will last for about 3 weeks.
I understand. So, if someone comes from Makom A into Makom B, then he has to worry about the minhag in Makom B. If someone comes from Makom A and someone comes from Makom B to Makom C, they don't have to worry.
There's no established minhag in C. There's no established minhag in C. Okay, so we have so far that the we're learning up the Gemara. We have a Rambam Masechta say it applies to Menhagim. We have a Kitzur Piskei Rosh, it applies to Menhagim. We have two ways of learning the Gemara, according to one of them, that Rabbi Yochanan clearly holds it does apply to Menhagim. Rish Lakish says not. And we have a Sharla had a little bit of a Rabbah at the end. Are they saying like that? And the Magen Avraham doesn't say that. The Magen Avraham is not obliging. It doesn't say, well, you know, listen, what do you ask me a kash on the Ramah? Which I would like him to say, right? Because the Maskana is Rabbi Yochanan holds it applies by Menhagim. Right? He accepts Rish Lakish. He accepts that it doesn't apply to Menhagim. His answer is there's a concept called the Minig, which was Nasa Isser, because it did him an Isser. He doesn't say the way we're suggesting, but in the Gemara. Okay. There's a Rashi on Yugimel Beis. So Rish Lakish asked from Megillah Nikreis, and Rashi and the Megillah Nikreis, Rashi says, "The nearer Kenoigim Beis Taurus, when the Kforim read the Megillah B'yema Kenisa, the Yaris Gedolus and Yudal, and the Mekavim Chayimah B'Tesva." So there's three different. You have this the Kforim reading on, let's say, Yudbeis, and they're reading Yudal. They're reading Tesva. It's three different cities, doing different things. It's a problem of Lois is good. So he asked him for Makom Shenagu, and he said back, Aminuch on Yisura. So Rashi says, "Also the Rabbanon, but then they are baser the boy the mikri v'chameser lemotzu lechemeri tesvah b'yadal the b'dam l'shei terus." So he said, "I said something which is iser. You can't. Those who are in the city of Yudal can't read in tesvah, and those in tesvah can't read in Yudal. B'dam l'shei terus." So the Rashi and the Dvor already pick up Rashi. What happened to the Bnei Kforim? Why didn't he mention anything about the Bnei Kforim? He says Bnei Kforim is not a kasha because the Bnei Kforim can read in Yudal. It's a special kula we made for the Bnei Kforim that they can be makom the Yemek Anisa. So that's dama like a case of a minute. That's dama like a case of a minute. Okay. For Rashi is being mazur that Bnei Kforim is not a kasha because that's like a status of a minute is not a problem. Tosfos Yud Aleph and Aleph. Tosfos Akasha, what's with the Bnei Kforim into the city? In other words, let's understand. Abaya says, listen, Shnei Mekarim is not a problem. Two about the Dinam, two different cities is not a problem. So the Krochim to the Yaris, and the Yaris to the Krochim, Yidal, Tesov, Yidal is not a problem. So for the Bnei Kforim, we're Matam Yemekanisa, which Tosfos understands that it's Kasha, means they came into the ear and they leaned in the ear, which Rashi learns in Masechtas Megillah, that they came into the city and they leaned in the city. So you have some people leaning in the city on Yud Bey, some people leaning in the city on Yud Dal. The current problem of, according to Baya, of Shnei Bote Din in Birachas, which is also. So how do you answer that? So he says, no, the Bek Forum leaned in their own city. Rashi, the Shitas, doesn't say that because Rashi holds that the Bek Forum is not a Kasha anymore. ois kasher from the next form. So Rashi and Megillah can very comfortably learn that they landed in the city and that's not a problem, because that's not, that's debit to minute. Tosis doesn't say that. Do we have a riot from Tosis that Tosis holds that by Menhagim? So there is a problem. This is going to look not muchruch. You know, you could say Tosis holds this is more din than it's, the other Rishonim give them to Rutzim to the Kasha.
Rashi explains it. I'm saying it's a din that you can't read
from
whichever day you want to read.
Yeah, Rashi says when you doubt it, so it's on Yudala. Rashi, in the first Rashi, Rashi mentions the kasha from the Kfordim also. In the second Rashi, Rashi says specifically, you may not read in the other day. It's an Isser. It's interesting, Rashi, you know, chaps on the Kud of Isser. It's not in the Kud of, it's a Chiyav on you, it's a Chiyav of Isser. You can't read on Tesvav. You can't read on Yudala. So that's what Rashi says. That's the stress Rashi says. Well, I could read, the B'nai form could read on Yudalit. And even a Ben-Ir, theoretically, in a situation where he's Yosel Derech, Shiyara, he could read early. So reading early is not, it's not a kasha.
That way it's Nichem, where we push it off. I mean, like, not Nichem, it's when we're putting it earlier, and things like that. In case the Mishnah brings out, we read it earlier dates also.
Right, but you could read on Yudalit. There's no Issa involved.
I'm saying, so you could also, Walter, you could also end up reading earlier, and things like that. It comes out on Shabbos,
I'm saying, like, okay. I'm saying, but they can't read it. There's no case of a Yudala reading it as well.
Right. That's what actually goes both ways, doesn't
it? Is a case of Tezvo reading on Yudala?
No.
No.
But there's
Tezvo
that can read on Yudala, though. Even
if that case of Tezvo reads on Yudala. No, I think they read it on
Shabbos comes out, if the
15th
comes out on Shabbos.
They read it
on the 14th, and then Walton, and then
Walton
is read on the...
Yeah, I don't... That's... But that, this year, you can't. That year, you could, but this year, you can't. There's an Issa right now.
But for a village, if the
14th
comes out on a Thursday or Monday, they wouldn't be allowed to read earlier, would they?
They can't read earlier, but they can read later. They can read
a
Yudala if they want.
Right, so they have to read on Yudala. It's the only day also.
But there's an astira now. That's not a kasha. The problem is the B'nai Kfar coming into the city, according to Rashi, and reading a different day. No, they're not. They're reading the same day. That's good.
So the enemy's reading the same
day. The only problem is a kasha when they come in the year where they're coming in a different day. What are you doing? That's a problem. But the Rashi, when he brings down this piece, but one thing it clearly says that Abaye of a rubber coming up to be Masber. Now it's Tosfos Lush is not clear, but the way we were learning before, but the Rashi says a little bit clearer. Maybe before we were saying, you know, Abai Rebbe come to Masa Rebbe Yechon, not Rish Lakish. Right? Abai and Rebbe are coming, we had a child in the beginning. Abai Rebbe come to Masa Rebbe Yechon or Rish Lakish? Right? So Rish Lakish had a kasha from Megillah. And the Rebbe said, I don't know what you want. You should ask the kasha from Malkum Shinogu. You should ask the kasha from over here. You should ask the now, so okay, good. So Rebbe, what's your plan? What is your real shita? The Tosfos says, okay, my tears me Megillah. So who's he going in? Is he going to Rebbe? He's going to Rish Lakish. It's not clear. You can go either way. Rish Lakish, Tosfos Kalun is going back in Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish asked the kasha from Megillah. And by Rebbe come to answer in Rish Lakish Megillah, and they didn't answer. But they act for him according to the Bible. Fine. Or the kasha is, listen, Vedo Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, we hold like a Berechon. Berechon is in one fell swoop is going to answer all the kashas. He's going to answer Megillah and Makom Shenogu and Saras Abbas and everything. So Zatabaya, two cities. So we didn't answer it. Berechon from Megillah. But the Rashba says, you see the flow of the Rashba. Rashba, you know, I don't know, the lush of the Rashba, he sees he's going in Rish Lakish. He's saying, in Rish, you know, the company master, according to Rish Lakish, how would Rish Lakish answer the kasha from Megillah? And the kasha is that according to Rav, it's good. It's straight what they did in Bevirachas, but according to Bai, it's no good. And then the Teretz is whatever the Teretz is, the Teretz that they give. So the Rashi learns the Maskal Lemor. The Maskal Lemor is going in Rish Lakish. Tais is not Murcha, but that's how he says it. So we're standing now with two ways of learning up the Gemara, and it has a tremendous nafkamina of the Gabi Minhagen. Okay.
Isn't this mashma that is coming to ask Rishon Shoso? The matir it's me megill. The megill was a kasha on Rishlokish, right? So saying, how's this a teretz on the shverkeit from megill?
The way I can understand Tosis, I don't think it's mukher, because you can understand Tosis. I mean, Rebbe it wasn't denying Rish Lakish's kasha. The Rashba says, Rebbe Yochanan says, I don't hold the drasha. Rebbe Yochanan's point really was, I don't know what you want to ask. There's no such a din. So then we're all.
Because you Rish Lakish should have a problem from Megillah too. Right?
From. Rish Lakish asks from Megillah. And Rebbe Yochanan said, you know what, Rish Lakish, according to the way the Rashba says, the other Rashba, that Rebbe Yochanan says, there's no such drasha. It could be such a drasha. You'd have a lot of problems, not just problems. You'd have all these problems. What do you want? Right? Or Rebbe Yochanan was saying, listen, no, I agree your kasha is a valid kasha. I have five other kashas also, and I want to answer all the kashas with one fell swoop. Instead of giving, one teretz here and one teretz there, like you're doing, I want to give one teretz for everything. So Rebbe Yochanan agrees to the kasha. So matir, it's from Megillah. How's Rebbe Yochanan, according to Abaye, answering Megillah? Rebbe Yochanan agrees to the kasha from Megillah. So I don't think it's more clear. Okay. So far we've saw Tumah Halkim in the Gemara, and we saw Nafkim in the Gabi Menhagim, and it seems to be Shail in the Psak, how we learn the Psak of Gabi Menhagim. Okay, it stands on its own. I do want to come back to it and talk about it more. I want to talk about a different question. Another question which we touched on now is this an Isser on the Tzibur, on the Debezdin, or is this on the Yochid? Who is this Isser on? The kasha clearly being because Rava's lashon is the problem is v'irachas plag merin k'dibri b'sham, you plag merin k'dibri b'silol, that's the iser. And Abaye's lashon is shtei but the v'irachas halol merin k'dibri b'sham, halol merin k'dibri b'silol. So both Abaye and Rava, their lashon of the iser is a lashon of hara. The iser is in a hara, right? So. Which sounds like it's an Isser on the Hurrah, not on the Yechidim, which are doing it. A.
It sounds like one Bezin is being plagged Myron. You're saying it's one Shebat Tedinim, even one.
Well, according to Bai, Shebat Tedinim, one being Myron like this, one being Myron like that. And according to Rish Lakish, it's one Bezin, according to Rava, what did I say? Rava. According to Rava, part of the Bezin being Mirror like this, part of the Bezin being Mirror like that. So, without being Masber, how they didn't pass on the Shaila, but they went to the Bezin, they had this big fight, and they didn't decide, and this one walks out, he says, what's treif to a cop? It's treif. Don't eat it. He says, what's haste to a cop? It's kosher estas, you know? They go and they pass, and this is a. So that's a problem. Kondorova, that's a problem because they're murdering. If the fellow goes home and he says, tells the topic, he says, no, give it to me. I hold a smutzer. What do you don't waste it. I'll buy it off of you. It's a shot of the shot of guilt. I'll buy it off of you and I'll eat it. That's fine. He wasn't murdering.
He wasn't
murdering. He wasn't murdering. He didn't pass in a shalom. He didn't tell somebody what to do. He ate it himself. Okay, so now let's go back a step into the Mora Shaila. The Mora presents a Shaila of Osu or Loy Osu. Now, the flow of the Gemara is very clear that the Suya of Osu Beshama Kedireim, Loy Osu Beshama Kedireim, is because of the Din of Rav or because of the Baskel. The Mora says, what was the case? If we have a Machlokes in Rav and Shmuel, whether Osu or Loy Osu, so what was the case? Was it kind of baskol? So why should Beishamah not do to the Ibrahim? It was after baskol, why should Beishamah yet do to the Ibrahim? Versus Ibrahim same, Ibrahim same. So either the case was kind of baskol, and Beishil is the right. Beishamah is Mechadadi. And they're having an argument, what's Machriya? Is Rai Machriya or is Mechadadi Machriya? So Beishamah says, I hold Mechadadi Machriya and I can do what I want. And the Alaman Damer, who says Lo Yosu, says no, there's enough Rai. So why lo yosu? Because of roiv, chlor, right? This la'achar basko, iboy sema la'achar basko. So the Gemara, okay. So the Manama says lo yosu because of the basko. There was a hakra min hashemayim. There's a loy osu because they didn't hold a basco. But the one that holds loy osu, it's because of the basco. If I tell you the why loy osu because of a gudus, you'd say, what do you, that's what the Mora says. The Mora says because of a gudus. The Mora says because of either roiv or because of basco. Perish in the Gemara. Tosfos says ahead, you're not like that. Tosfos in Dalam and Beis. It says behead you're not like that. Now there's a shadow. I don't know some of the Tosfos. I don't know some of the Tosfos. You Dalam and Beis.
Bishlama.
Okay, the Tosfos is a little bit question cheshbon. The Tosfos look this. Look at it, just to tell you. Tosfos outside. The shadow on the gears of the Gemara. The Gemara asks. The Gemara is discussing. This trying to prove also Leosu, the more Yudalam base at Yudalam and Aleph at the bottom. The more says, because they used to marry, intermarry, so it's a raya that Leosu. The more says, no, they're also, and they were Merdia. The more says, I'll prove it to you, because the Sefer says that the same way, even though they argued, and these were Matamim and these were Matarim, Loyim the Oysim Taras Elogelo, they would borrow each other's Kalim. That's what the more says. So now the gears we have in the Gemara says, if you tell me the Pshat is their Medea, tell me that they're Medea, I understand why Lerimnu. But if you tell me they're not Medea, so then Beishlama may be Hillel, I understand. Because the Tumas of Beish Hillel are Torah and Beishlama. But the opposite is not true. Now, so that's the gears of Rashi. So, Rashi says, it seems to be in general that Beis Hillel was more makar by Tuma. Tosfos says, La Dam, it's not true. In general, Beis Hillel was more makar by Tuma than Beis Shammai. So the Gemara should have said the opposite. And then the Gemara says, the Hachmi Hach. Good, okay, you're right, the Medea. So why is that more of a compelling ride than the Rashi? So Mora says, I think, sorry, call it Islam. Tosfos changes the gears. And Tosfos says that the gears was Bishlam Beis Hillel Loyim the Beis Shammai the Tuma the Beis Shammai the Beis Hillel Taras Din. Okay, and that makes sense because Beis Shammai in general is Mach. Now, so Tosfos, I want to tell you a Kiddush. The Fi Hai Gears of Murcha the Shabbat Oidia Oidui Moidelahu Afila Loyosu. That what's the flow of the Gemara? The Gemara saying, I'm going to prove to you that loy also, because if it was also, how could they intermarry? The Gemara says, no. It was it the loch was also. They did kedivreim, and they were medea. So the Gemara, and I'll prove it to you from taharis. So who are you proving it from taharis? According to the number which holds also, how in the world did the taharis work? So says, I'm going to tell you no. Even what the Mandamra also saying back to the Mandamra also is, you know what? You're also mighty to me. You're also masking to me by the case of Taharis that they were Medea. So the same way you're talking about the case of Taharis, they're Medea. So the case of the Taharis Abbas, they're Medea. L'shitasi. You're masking to me by the case of Taharis that they were Medea each other. Now, if they hold like also, where's in the gate to be Medea? If you hold like also, where's in the gate to be Medea? So it's like this. Even though the dinner was loy also, there was a dinner with her dog. Right. He's saying, I'm the mother was also. You're asking a cash on me from Saras Abbas. And I'm saying, no. You're wrong. Because the Pshat is over because of Haidah. And I'll prove it to you that I'm right, because you're masking to me by Tumah that there's a din of Haidah. Okay, even when I was a Loyosu, there was a din of Haidah. Where's that case? So it's like this. The Lekler and the Lenim Besham Beshilo Mishum the Loyosu Besham Kedivrahim. Don't tell me the reason why they borrowed Caleb from each other is because of Loyosu, like you're saying. I.e., even in cases where they held was Tomei, they're now instead of being Makel and saying that it's Tor, and that's why they're borrowing each other's Kalim. Why the whole the time of Loyosu? Why, you know why Loyosu? Because of a Gudais. So the reason why Loyosu is because of a Gudais. The reason why the Beis Shammai stopped doing what they were doing was because of a Gudais, not because of Roy, it's because of a Gudais. So if the problem is because of a gudos has a limit. Why? Because if it's not nicker, There's no din of Agudos. So what does Beis Shammai do when a case of where they hold it was Tomei? Because of Beis Hillel, it's Tor. It's a Tor. Well, you also, and they're Mekel now, they make a Tor. What? Why? I don't need the Keli right now. So Agudos can't be Machriach me to be Mekel on this Keli. See, even if the mandal is loyos, so it's only because of a gudos, and therefore in the case it's not nikur, they have to be machmer. Well, they have to be machmer. How they borrow Caleb? Parents is, they were Medea. See, even if you're loyos, so they were Medea. So Mela Zaktimanamar holds also, what do you want for my life? You're also masking Medea. So Mela can't start the mask, they're Medea, the same thing also. Good. That's what Tysus learns. Rishtetuk and Tysus, the reason why loyos is because of Agudos. And therefore, in the case where it's not Nicker, they talk about Osu. Even when I was loy Osu, in the case of not Nicker, the whole reason why I lost it is because of Agudos. In the case where it's not Nicker, they're Machuiv to be Machmer. What happened to the Roiver? What happened to the Basco? The Mor says the reason why they're loy Osu is because of the Roiver, because of the Basco. Okay, take it just one step further. The more Tesla Bava Manal, the more still the handling also Layosu, the more it just takes it onto Tesla Bava Manal. So the more it brings, and towards the bottom of Tesla Bava Manal, that Maisa Vyoda Kalosa Shoshame Hazokin, Upichas as a Maziva Vesichel Gabi Mita, Vishil Kot. So he holds that there's a din of Chiv, even on a cotton, which is not a Gil of Chinuch, there's a din of Sukkah. His daughter-in-law gave birth to a baby. It was a boy, and it was Sukkis. So he went over there and opened up over the roof where she was, where the baby was. Opened it up and put a skach on top and made skach. Shmamina also, it's a raya also. We're saying no, it's not a raya because over there the haroya omer lafushi avrika of it. The reason why he's doing it, he wants to get more air in the house. He's making a skylight. All right, we can use the skylight right now. What?
I never say that.
Okay, right.
Oh, he's a
promo. Right, okay, fine. Now, so Tosfos says over here, Tosfos of Tosfos Manal, V'sichech al-gabi mita shvamina osu, mikan masha the mandamra loy osu, fil hecha the b'shamah l'chumra, hay oisin k'vesil l'kula. What's the worst cash? The worst yiraya that b'shamai was... The more is proven that Shammai was osu. Mm-hmm. Shammai was osu. Right? That's the more is right. Shammai was osu. So Tosfos, what's the right? Maybe Shammai holds normally loy osu, but he can't be mekel. And someone he holds the chiyuv sukkah. What do you want him to do? Vosot the finish lab, and he holds the chiyuv gomer. He's mekhiyuv to misachich. So you can't do. So Tosfos, you see, not like that. And the tzad of loy osu. Because of Agudos, we would tell the Machmer he's Mechuyev to be Mekel and not be Mesachek and have the kid eat outside of the Sukkah.
That's what
Leos
said.
Out of Agudos, right? Now, that's what you have the same rhyme twice as Yudalam Abeis, because Tosfos handles over here the whole problem is because of Leos. They're in a case where it's. To a case where it's the only reason that's only true in a case where it's nikkur, they'd be mekel and be matirit. What do you mean mekel and matirit? If it's not nikkur, it's a tosis. Not nikkur. Also, Mel, you have to be machmer. And if it's nikkur, you hold it's mamash tameh. You mean matama truma. You're eating truma tameh. It's live on the Torah. You mean matama kotchim. The Agudas says you'd be mekel. The Ramban and the Ritva argue on Tosis and say, what are you talking about? You can't ask a person who holds Mikra than the Tzosser to be Mekel, Keneg and Shitosai. And when he holds Mikra than the Tzosser, he holds it to Issa the Raisa, you can't ask him to be Mekel, Keneg and Shitosai and eat this thing?
Isn't that the Holy Spirit of Loy also because of the Basco of the Roy?
One second.
I understand you hold like that. That's nice. Like a Basco in the Shmuel.
We're not, the Tosis doesn't say it's the Basco or the Roy. Tosis says it because of Agudos. So Shilas, so what is it in Agudos? What does the din of Agudos produce? So Tosfos says the din of Agudos produces that you're Mekel Mamash even Keneged Shitosai, right? The Ritva and the Ramban say that there's no such thing. You can't ask a person to be Mekel Keneged Shitosai because of Agudos. What do you want for my life? But I can't be Mekel, and I hold it also. So what will be? You should be Machmer. Why should I be Mekel? Right? Okay. Comes along the Aruch Lener on Tesvav Man Aleph, and he says, where did Tosfos get that the sugya of Osir Liosos is because of Agudos? He says, I got it from this Gemara on Tesvav Man Aleph. The Gemara's a kasha from Shammai. It wasn't Beit Shammai's Hillel, it was Shammai Hazoke. There was no Baskel B'chayiv of Shammai Hazoke. There was no Raiv, it was Shammai and Hillel. There was no Raiv, it was Shammai and Hillel.
It was
Yechidim. It was two people. The Shammai Hazoke was the next generation. There's no Raiv, there's no Baskel yet. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Osir Liosos. It says, Vaisukhos from the Gemara, that the Gemara is already holding, even in the case of nothing to do with Roiv, nothing to do with the problem of Osuliosu, which predated the Sugya of the Basco, predated the Sugya of Roiv. There's a problem of Osuliosu, also Gudos. So how did Shammai Hazoken go and then be Mechayiv? But then Tosis' the mama is saying a Pela. Right? That Tosis is saying, was there Hakro, like Hillel connected Shammai at that point in time? Was there a hachroa of Hillel connected Shammai? There wasn't a hachroa of Hillel connected Shammai.
Where do you see Zagudus by Yechidim? There's two
Yechidim
who do what they want. How's that a
prime
of Agudus?
But the
Gemara
says it is.
But how is that? There's two Yechidim. That's a prime of Agudus?
You see,
I do one thing,
Rubber.
You do another thing.
No, but I see that from Rav already. Because if the one Bezin wasn't a Kriya, then every Dayan is a Yochid. If the Beitin couldn't pass them together, then each one is a separate Meira Iroh. It's no stock from a Beitin.
Yeah, but here's only, here there's 30 people who are individuals. Here there's only one.
What?
What's the difference?
It's not a Beitin. Same as going into the Shlantas and taking the piece of meat.
So now, so I mean, do you call Shammai Paskin? You tell the daughter-in-law that he didn't Paskin. It's in his house, I'm assuming, like there was, or I don't know, son-in-law's house or his son's house. He went and he opened up the thing. I mean, you know, it's his anacle. And says he's eating in the sukkah. He's sitting in the sukkah. Says so that called her raw. I don't think it's called her raw. That's being their glad smoke. What
is a
mice
raw considered like a raw in any case then?
Even if it is, but you know the Gemara seems to have a problem with the Maisa that he did. So I mean, Shetach on the Gemara, there's a din of Agudos Agudos. A without that's issue also Liyos. So but Shetach on the Gemara, there's a din of Agudos Agudos by case of Yechidim. Right? There's two. The Shaman and Hillel. I mean, they're big Rosh Hashivas, right? But he's in his house, you know, making sure that his house functions halachically valid according to him. No, Agudos. Shetach on the Gemara also a Kiddush that Tosfos is learning, where the Aruch Lener is pointing out, which the Ha'ara is a good Ha'ara, that, so what should be? So what do you want from, what would you like Shammai to do? Well, Agudos, you can't do this. It's a Raya also, right? Because the whole reason why also is because of Agudos, so that's even Lekula. Agudos gives you a right to go Lekula. Agudos gives you a right to go Lekula. That's what the Tosfos is saying. Even though there was no Hakros Besdin, Pashat you would learn in a case of where there's a problem of Agudos Agudos, and we can't come to resolution. So okay, so Mitzad Besdin we haven't figured out. So now we have a problem. We have two people doing. So what do you do? So she be Machmer, not be Mekel. All right. So where does Tosfos come along that you're allowed to be Mekel? That's.
Sounds like
a if you hold because of Agudos, correct? The reply over here. If you hold Loyosu, because it means Agudos applies over here, you'd be Mekel. How that works according to the Aruch Lener, I don't know. That's a valid or I don't know.
How do you know
something? Now, one second. Let me ask you. Sitting in the sukkah pastures, one of them holds Yamachayim in the sukkah, but it's not a kula.
No, thank
you. It's not a chumrah. The doctor not set in the sukkah because it rained on the kid. There's no raining in the nursing, so you're not hurting him. Right, so what are you doing bad to the kid by having him sit in the sukkah? I'm sorry?
Maybe the people in Makabal Hills, that's a Gerish Rashid.
Now, one of the ways to answer Tosfos, the Tosfos learns Agudos, is that Lo Yitzur, we would just go with Agudos, why Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai? the Rav in the Baskel says, listen, we can't, it's untenable to have two groups. And that's the reason why we're not going to, everybody's going to do one thing. Why this way or that way? Oh, Baskel or Rav. That's one of the ways to answer Tosis, how Tosis understands the Gemara. Problem is the oracle in there, right? So the child is why is it? I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. There is, at that point in time, I don't know what the Mor wants from Shammai to do. Unless you want to tell me, you know, Elamai, you're going to have to say the oracle in there is wrong, and there was a Rav already, and I don't think, it wasn't a Basco. The Basco clearly was after they Shloshim Sekol Tzarchem, they were dead already, Shammai and Hillel. So, but you know, so the Tzad of Baskel, the Gemara would be a funny raya. Called the Tzad of Roy would be a raya. I don't know. And it was a Roy already, right? I'm not aware that there was, but it's okay. But maybe that's what he's saying. But the flow of the more his aura is the car sitting on the Gemara already. The issue over here is a gudus, not because of the Baskel, etc. And it's more than this Gemara. And this Gemara was a case of a yachid. So you have a case of a yachid. That there's a din of Lois is going to do on the Yechidah. The Rishonim seem the same. Not, you know, the Rishonim earlier in the sugya, not Tosis, but the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they seem to stress that the problem is Harua. The problem is Harua, and the Mirror we'll talk about tomorrow, but that they learn to understand. So what would be without the din of Lois is going to do? What would they do? And what is she's going to do limit them to do? And most of them say that they can go out and do their own, They can do their own thing. The issue is her law, that the Gemara's Lashon. And the Rashba says that the Lashon of Osu v'Osu, the Ritva says Lashon, what's Lashon? Osu v'Osu. Also they did it themselves, but also they told others to do it also. So it was a case of Hurrah. Specifically, it was a case of Hurrah. It wasn't a case of non-Hurrah. It was simply a case of Hurrah. So, possibly, those who shouldn't, however, argue in Tosis and say that the Sugya of Osul also was nothing to do with the Sugya of Agudas. Right? That was a separate issue of Baskel and Rav. So I want to maybe talk about that tomorrow. Maybe the Tosis of Lashitosa and then Lashitosa. But I'll tell you in the Halacha Lemaisa, I'm going to talk about Halacha Lemaisa, the Beis Yosef already clearly has a din of Lois Gadol on Yechidim. Just one example where he talks about it, Beis Yosef talks about it in Siman Lama Dalet, that he quotes from the Maril, you can't have the shul wearing Rashi, that's a Siman of Rashi, Randall Tom Tefillin. So there he said, you can't have a shul wearing Rashi, and you wearing Tefillin of Randall Tom for Kriya Shema and for Shmoneh Esrei. Lois Gadol. You're going to do different than the rest of the show. You're going to wear a different tefillin than everybody else. How is it nicker?
No one has an x-ray machine.
Fair question.
The
Cyrus in a different place. You know, that's called nicker. You know, he's right. But the mice, he says, so what you should do, you should put on afterwards. After everybody's finished davening, that's what he's going to do. You know, you're putting on, I know you're putting, you do whatever you want after davening. But Bashas, Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei, there's a halacha that the person's supposed to wear tefillin of Kriya Shema and Shemoneh Esrei, and you're saying I hold Rebbeinu Tam is the right tefillin to wear. Everyone's saying I hold that Rashi is the right tefillin to wear. So it's a problem. You can't do rest, different than the rest of the city, the rest of the shul, because the loisi is gadol. That's a din on yechidim. It's not, you know, it's not. There's no hurrah over there. It's on yechidim. So the chara that Beis Yosef, it's the gay of the gabi tefillin cholamoid. It's the gay of the gabi. A lot of other scenarios where you have a problem, at least he's got to do. And just Dine Weiss has a fascinating example of it. Mechlekes Rambam and the Rosh Kiddush in the Sukkah. Does it have to be said standing? Should ever lasi yosei? Should someone sit on a leishay basukkah and then sit down? So, because it should be ever less yosei, that's what Rambam holds. So the Rosh holds, no, the word yeshiva means lashon of akava, v'teishu v'kadishim, Rambam, last week's parasha, doesn't mean sitting, it means being there. So, you're allowed to walk in, and then it says being there. I'm saying it before, I shouldn't wait too long, he says, you should try to right away, so as you walk in, I make a brach, I'm being there in the sukkah. Okay, so, we have two people sharing the sukkah. One holds that you have to stand for Kiddush because according to the Rambam, holds you have to sit for Kiddush. You know, if otherwise you should sit for Kiddush because there's a din of Kviyas. You're supposed to sit. So one person stands bedavka like the Rambam, and bedavka sits like the Rosh. The Rambam holds the problem. He's got to do. the situation of Pamela is good because they hold each one that's doing the halachically incorrect according to the other one. So if they hold the halachically incorrect, so it's a Pamela is good to do. That's not Hira over there, it's a Tzichidim. It's a Pamela is good to do. There are a lot of examples, Lamaisa, where the Shalosh is good to do. We'll talk about that more tomorrow.